fading. I feel like I'm fading, Paris. So much to do. I don't want to do. And I miss you. A little. Too much, too. I just want to be with you or with the children right this second. I don't want to be on my own, though I know I must learn to be comfortably again, as I have been trying since I was 5. I almost lost everything I recently built, and I was too hasty to prepare myself for the worst and for the best. I had gone through all the scenarios in my head on my long walk, and I had come to accept them. But little by little, and a little suddenly, everything came back to me, for me, as something real or something to believe in. Don't know for how long, but that's not unusual. And in the process, everything and everyone I recently believed and believed in had to be challenged. Forgive me for being so vague and hazy. I've been having difficulty distinguishing reality from all its opposites. My nightmares have gained an immoderate amount of ammunition. My dreams have been fueled unsustainably. There is a strong pull toward the old and the unknown, and it makes me feel so unfamiliar with where I am now, a little bit lost wherever I am, a little. I feel like I'm fading, Paris, gasping for air, gasping for certainty, for my brave, scared little heart. Part of me thinks I should have been relieved by the so-called cancelled losses. The other part finds it tedious having to deal with what I already, albeit hastily, let go in my head again. If only emotions could be undone. It's like you were told that someone couldn't pick you up at your transit, and your clever little brain immediately took initiative and booked an expensive ticket for the last train of the day. And now that was done. You're told they'll pick you up because the guest has left finally for some other silly reason. Should be good, right? Except the train ticket was expensive, non-refundable, and non-exchangeable. And there is a possibility the pickup you're hoping for might arrive after the plane B train has left your transit. It's like that, but it's not that. Is this the price you pay for not choosing to walk? In a previous scenario, where the weather was rough, the road was dark, but the distance was short, potentially short, and you said yes to a fast drive that took you to this transit in the first place. I guess you just have to wait a little longer now. Wait for everything. Wait for everyone else to be ready or to leave. And there will always be the next day, I guess, for anyone who can survive the night. The wind out here is fading me. I feel a little uncomfortable, Paris. I hope you don't feel the same. Though I wish you could sense it a little better, a little closer to the source of the ache, where it could be just you, imagined you, and a little bit of me, the salvageable bit of her. Je vais bien. I'm going fine. The 5-year-old at the door learned that everyone came back in the end. In the end. A little late. Later than expected. Shouldn't have cried too much. Shouldn't have got exhausted. The bed was made on the gold cement. You made it. Forgive me for being incoherent, for my broken up sentences, for my unbearable consistency, for my insufferable conviction, for the pain I'm about to cause, all of it. Better still, simply understand a little, see me a little, here and there, every now and then, with your imagined eyes that never overlook my mistakes and faults, that never overlook your mistakes and faults, yet never change. Everyone came back in the end to catch the shadow of someone who used to love them, who was desperate to be picked up. Don't pick me up. You are fading because I am. The end. Londres. Le 29 juin 2025. Je t'embrasse.